This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, bringing you another study from God's Word and coming out, riding old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Let me just give you take a moment and give you my mailing address. I usually forget that at the last. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, and many of you are familiar with the Old Trailblazer broadcast, but if you're not, we're just an old sinner saved by grace. The Lord raised us up, called us to be the pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, where the gospel has gone out for many, many years, where we preach God's grace. We preach the sovereignty of God, the election of God, the predestination of God, the soon coming of our blessed Lord, along with other related doctrine, and we don't compromise God's word with any individual, my friend. Now, this is what we bring. We're here bringing God's message. We don't compromise with God's word, and we are bringing you now a series of studies. We just begun on the revelation of Jesus Christ. I hope you'll stay tuned. I hope you'll call your neighbor across the back fence and tell them the Old Trailblazer is on. Start a new series of messages. And my friends, if you would, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I don't have any education. I don't have any degrees behind my name. No, I don't. And I'm sure you know that already by my delivery, by my lack of knowledge. But if I know one thing, I know how God saves a sinner. I can tell you how God saves a sinner. I asked you, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Do you have a new heart? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you sitting there chomping your bit and chewing your cud and spitting your am beer and won't have God's word, my friend? You're not saved. No. The Lord gives us a new heart when he saves us. And I praise the Lord that he saved me one day. Call me here to preach the unsearchable riches of God. And I have a plaque hanging on my wall here that the Lord gave me many, many years ago. He gave me a verse of scripture. When he was speaking to Moses there, old Moses said, Lord, I'm not able. I'm not able to go there to see Pharaoh and all those things related. And the Lord said, certainly I'll be with you. Certainly I'll be with you. And did you know the Lord told me that? I got a plaque hanging on my wall here. It says, certainly, I'll be with you. So if you would, you pray for me. We're looking at these studies. We're just beginning in the Revelation. We've given you just a little introduction in our last study there. And I want to go back over that. And let's just look at Christ in the Revelation. He's our risen, glorified Lord walking among the churches. He's the Lamb in heaven, vested with all authority to carry out the judgments upon men during the tribulation period. He takes up his personal reign on earth. Then we see him as he comes to earth as King, King of lords, on that great day of wrath and judgment upon the Antichrist. Then we see Christ reigning on this earth with his glorified saints. These are going to be gracious studies, my friend, as King over all the earth. Then we behold the Lord Jesus Christ as judge upon the great white throne and in the midst of holiness, righteousness, and truth as deity, very deity. Man won't have it now that Christ is deity, will it? Then we see the Lamb upon the throne of God. Oh, my friend, the Lamb upon the throne of God and of the Lamb. And then in the close of the 22nd chapter, we behold him as the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. This is going to be a gracious study, my friend. I hope you'll take your Bible and read through the book of Revelation several times in the next month or two, as long as we're in these studies. Any way we look at this book, we will see the unveiling of our Lord and our Savior. If we will read it with this in view, our hearts will be lifted up and enraptured by the Spirit of God. If we just ask the Lord to give us an open mind, take the prejudice away, take all the ignorance away, take all those preconceived ideas away of how, well, you can't believe this and you can't believe that, and I see those things. Let's take just a moment and compare the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, to Genesis, the first book of the Bible. Now, I believe that that'll be interesting for you. Food for thought. In Genesis, we have the beginning of things. The revelation is the consummation. Genesis gives us the story of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And it would do our hearts good to go there and read Genesis in connection with this book. Revelation presents to our view the new heaven and the new earth. Genesis presents the earthly paradise with the tree of life and the river of blessing, which was lost through sin. Revelation gives us the picture of paradise regained through the atoning blood of the Son of God poured out on Calvary's cross. We could stop right there and give you a study on how Christ died on the cross. But we're not. We're going to try to stay with this study. But our Lord died on the cross, my friend. He regained paradise. In Genesis, we have set forth the first man and his wife. And we see them as they rule over all of God's creation. As we pass to the book of Revelation, we behold a second man, the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven, and his bride, redeemed by his blood, ruling over a redeemed world. In Genesis, we have set forth the slain lamb as a type of Christ. In Revelation, we behold the lamb once slain in the midst of the throne of God. In Genesis, we first behold Satan as he leads man astray. And there we see the beginning of sin and the trail of the old serpent, which winds its way through all its centuries, blasting, damning, and destroying. But thank the Lord, in Revelation we see that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. In Genesis, man begins to taste of the bitter fruits of his sin, which means sorrow, pain, tears, and death. In Revelation, we see God wiping away all tears and bringing his redeemed into the city of God, where there is no more sin, no more death, no pain, no sorrow, nor anything that worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Genesis closes with a coffin in Egypt. Revelation closes in complete victory, the consummation of all things. Now, my friend, I believe it. Those things ought to bless your heart. I know they do mine. Now, we want to look just for a moment or two, continue our introduction, at the division of this book. We want to just see how it's all divided up. And therein lies a key, which helps us to unlock and reveal the contents. You'll find that division, chapter 1, verse 19. Let's read it. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be after, hereafter. Things which thou hast seen is found in chapter 1. Which sets forth the vision of Christ in glory, walking amidst the churches. The things which are takes up chapters 2 and 3, the letters which Christ dictated to John to be sent to the seven churches of Asia. This takes in the church age, the age in which we and I live in, you and I. Then the things which shall be after, hereafter, the things which shall take place after these things, referring to the church age. This comprises chapter 4 through the remainder of the book. This division also sets forth the time element of the book, and it's always important. The time element is always important. Chapter 1 sets forth Christ in glory as the head of the church. Chapter 2 and 3 take in the church age, which has covered almost 2,000 years, now actually over 2,000 years. Chapter 4 and 19 through 19 covers a period of 7 years, which is known as the Great Tribulation. And I believe that study, those chapters and verses there, ought to bring much enlightenment in this day and time in which you and I live, my friend. We're facing the judgment now. We're facing the tribulation now. Every sign that we see, everything has happened, everything has taken place, and we'll get into a little of those things, my friend, how that the world has become united in one, to come up with a one-world church, one-world money, one-world government, one-world everything, so that old Satan, the old Antichrist, can take over. Now, it's during these 7 years that God will deal again definitely with Israel and his people. In Revelation 21 through 6, we have set forth we have set forth the 1,000-year reign of our Lord in person on this earth. Also, the binding of Satan at the beginning of this reign, and he will be shut up in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Then at the close of the 1,000-year reign, we have a little season set forth in Revelation 20, verses 7 and 9, during which that time Satan is loosed out of the pit and leads a worldwide rebellion against the Lord Jesus Christ and his saints. Then Revelation 20:10 gives us the final doom of Satan. Won't that be a great day? The final doom. I've read those verses there oftentimes, and I've made this statement. The scripture says that a lone angel, will bind Satan and cast him into the lake of fire. And I believe it will be what I call the littlest angel, the slightest angel, the least angel in heaven. He'll come there with a great chain and bind old Satan, setting forth that the Lord has power. Oh, listen, then comes the resurrection of the damned or the unbeliever and the great white throne judgment as set forth in Revelation 20. How much time element this scene covers, we're not told. In Revelation 21 and 22, we see the new heavens, the new earth, and the new city. They all come into view with the Lord Jesus Christ surrendering everything back into the Father's hand and God becoming all in all. What a book. What a revelation. What a revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm anxious to bring you these studies, my friend, and my prayer is that there'll be a blessing unto you as many as hear these broadcasts. And if you're interested, if you would, write me and let me know. We'll have these studies in note form, booklet form later on. And you can have them to read, to study. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And then, if you want to be a missionary, I asked our folks here. I'm a radio audience. We have a vast radio audience. And I asked folks, I said, you want to be a missionary? You want to help get out the gospel? You want to see your loved ones saved? You want to see others saved? I mentioned in our service last Wednesday night, I believe every individual who ever gets saved becomes a missionary at heart. He longs to see his wife saved. He longs to see his husband saved, her husband saved. She longs to see her children saved. I long to see my congregation saved. My friend, the purpose and aim of the gospel is to go forth that sinners might be saved. And if you never hear the gospel, if your folks never hear the gospel, they'll never be saved. The Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But if you never hear the truth, you're not going to be saved. You can put that down in your pipe and smoke it. If you never hear the gospel, you're never going to be saved. That's why Satan is attempted to revise the Bible and has done so in that study we brought you on the RSV Bible. It's now available on tape and on CD if you'd like to have it, where Satan has attempted to take the sharp edge off of God's Word so that folks won't never hear. We'll never hear the gospel. All we hear now on the radio, on the television, is sweet Jesus. Man has depicted the Lord Jesus Christ, described the Lord Jesus Christ as a little tin soldier God standing on the highway of time, wringing his hands, hoping and praying that some poor soul will come by and give his heart to Jesus. My friend, that's the furthest from the truth. Man is a sinner. Man must be redeemed, and Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, if I had more time, we'd go into that a little bit. But this is the Old Trailblazer. Let me give you my mailing address again. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. All of these messages are now streaming over many of our stations. So if you'd like to have those, you write me and let me know. And I'll be glad to send you all that information. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.